boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
We were gone for, you know, a three-day weekend, so it's been a while since I've seen you. Lots happened. My boyfriend neighbor man thinks I have a dead body in my car.
Well, I've seen that out of your car, and I hate to say I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, it does look like that, honestly, but it's not. I swear there's not a dead body. But I picked him up from work on Friday because I had dropped him off, so I had to pick him up after.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, what's in the bag? It looks like a dead body. Which, first off, too casual of an attitude right there. You need to be more concerned if I really did have a dead body back there. No, I do have a good chunk of dresses back there. Somebody had donated some dresses for downtown, so I have them until I can get them to our storage unit. I'm a procrastinator. I'll get there someday.
Yeah, right.
But that's all it is. No dead body. Promise.
But he was that nonchalant?
He was. A little too nonchalant.
Maybe. Okay, I will say it's one thing if it looks like a dead body. It would be different if it smelled like a dead body.
Well, honestly, the car probably does. You've seen my scientific experiments I'm doing in there. I currently have another one right now.
It's a biohazard. Don't get me wrong, it is.
I was just thinking about it today. I was like, oh, Taylor would be so proud of me. I've got coffee. It's a pumpkin spice from like a week ago or so. Growing something right now in the front seat. What are you
looking?
Okay,
so it does smell like a dead body.
Of course it does. It always does.
You should not let strangers get in your vehicle.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
There's quite the mystery going on TikTok, and that is, why is this pilot cleaning the windshield with Sprite?
I think I saw this.
Did you see this? Okay, so it's some girl who posted a clip of a pilot, like, with the window open, which I did not realize those windows opened, by the way, on the front of the plane, and he's reaching out, and he's pouring something on the windshield and wiping it off with paper towels.
I had to go to the comments because I was like, what's happening
here? Oh, me too. I'm like, number one, never seen a pilot sticking his head out the window like that. Number two, that looks like a Sprite can. So people are in the comments trying to figure out, is it really Sprite? What is the, is this some like pilot? Is it also a pirate secret that we didn't know about? And I hate to break it to you, it's mostly jokes. Like, I don't know. Some people said it's actually Red Bull because it gives the plane wings.
That's funny.
Somebody said soda, pilot can see out the window.
Oh my God.
Somebody else said that's not actually Sprite. It's an aviation grade window cleaner that is packaged in cans for portability. I made this up just now. So like, you can't trust anybody because people are like, I know what it is, and then are completely unserious. Somebody else said prevents ice from forming at high altitudes.
That's what I read.
Fun fact, airlines are Sprite's biggest customers. I have no idea if that person is in their mom's basement making things up or if there's some sort of scientific genius and that's true. Basically, I mean, some people think it's LaCroix. There's just no, I need the pilot to come out with a statement because it's kind of a known fact that fizzy sodas can dissolve grime. Like, I remember I had that vehicle that just gave me the worst of times, my Sebring. My wheel was stuck on once, and my dad poured Coca-Cola on it to get the rust off. So they were thinking maybe that would get some grime off of the airplane, but you should rinse it off with water after. I don't know. I wish I had answers. I don't.
Have you ever heard that, the flight attendants hate when people order Diet Coke?
Really?
Yeah, because it's, like, the most fizzy. And it takes forever to like become unfizzy before they can like serve it to you.
Because of the altitude?
Yeah.
So we think that has something to do with the Sprite?
Well, no, that's the only thing I could think of. Is it something like Diet Coke? Are Diet Coke and Sprite from the same company? I never can remember what company
is what. Or if it's 7-Up. Well, to be fair, it's just like a green looking can. We don't know what the brand is. That's why some people think it's Sprite or 7-Up. Or Starry or whatever it's called.
I was like, which one's Starry?
Somebody
now
said they use Starry at night. LaCroix, it could be any of those things.
Well, why isn't the pilot commented? Is there a pilot that listens to us?
I'm saying, if you know how
Wait
to fly
a minute.
An airplane.
I have a pilot. I'm related to one who's in the Air Force. Why don't I just call him? Okay. He's probably listening right now.
We could have
right
avoided
now.
This last 5 minutes of stupidity.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I would like to pitch permanent 3-day weekends.
I would say yes to that. I'm a firm believer that we should always have 3-day weekends.
I agree, especially after this past weekend. May I tell you why I believe this should be an every weekend thing? Because I feel like I had 3 very different days, and each one had its own priority. Where if I think I had that every weekend, I would overall be a lot more pleasant in my daily work life. So Saturday, first full day off, I did nothing. I laid in bed all day.
Yep.
I watched probably an entire season and a half on Netflix of a show I was watching. I hardly moved. It was great. I really needed that. I haven't done that in a long time. Sunday, errands and shopping. I was shopping around. I did my groceries. I went to a couple fun stores and, you know, went a little bit crazy because I haven't done that in a while. And then yesterday, I was the ultimate woman. It was productive day. It was meal prepping. It was making baked goods. It was cleaning the entire house. And now I'm like, I'm ready to take on the week because I got all 3 of the things I needed. Productive, errands, and beyond relaxation, like full laziness.
No, I can almost agree with you. I mean, Saturday I was pretty much lazy. The only thing that was productive was I went to the gym. Sunday it was also lazy, then went to a concert. And then Sunday and Monday it was spend time with family and then meal prep.
I'm saying.
But I'm a firm believer. Like, I feel like the 2 days is not enough because 1 day is spent running errands.
Getting your life together.
And then the next day is panicking about how you have to go back to work. So you really don't even get to enjoy it. I'm a firm believer it should always be 3-day weeks.
I think whoever's out there that can make a change, is it the mayor? Is it our boss? Hey.
Hey.
How about a 3-day weekend again?
You know what's funny is when you get older, there's like less events in your life to look forward to. Compared to like when we were in school, it was homecoming, winter formal, prom, you name it. There was all those school dances, right? Now as you get older, there's less weddings, less things to dress up for. So it's really just concerts that we dress up for.
Yeah, that's true.
But I've just noticed lately for me, I don't even want to dress up for those. Like I went to the Nickelback concert over the weekend, and I didn't even want to dress up for it. And it's not even just that. I've noticed lately any concert, most girls, right, will be like, oh, planning for their outfit for like 3 weeks before. I was like, the day before, I'm like, I'll figure it out. And even my 2 older sisters, they went so casual to the Nickelback concert.
Which is actually surprising to me that you say that, because you went to the Eras tour.
That one I did. That was probably the last one that I was like, okay, I'm going to plan my outfit perfectly for.
Yeah, you took it really seriously.
I did.
But I also blame the Eras tour for making it a whole thing
now. It did, yeah.
I haven't gone to a concert in a while, honestly. But I feel like if I was, I would be going crazy over my outfit, being like, oh my God, I have to order all these things. And you have to make it customized because everybody on TikTok has like special, basically costumes that they're wearing to concerts that I get. I guess, what would you wear to win? What would be a Nickelback costume?
My sister wore a Canada shirt because they're a Canadian band.
Oh, I didn't know that. I was thinking like cigarettes. I don't know.
I saw some crazy things at the Nickelback concert. And one of those things is a hack. If you've ever been at a concert or a movie and there's somebody really, really tall in front of you and you can't really see.
Yeah.
It's the perfect hack. If you check out our Trello page, Taylor, I put the picture in there for you. Somebody was using like a bar stool and they stood on it at the concert. Because normally you get in trouble if you're like on somebody's shoulders.
That's dangerous.
And they usually get in trouble and you get told to get off their shoulders by security or the person's shoulders. Like they don't want you on there very long. This person never once got in trouble. And now I'm not saying it was a little unsafe, but she never fell off or anything. She was standing on that bar stool the entire time and had the best view in house.
I wonder, I have so many questions. Did she bring it Did she take it
she totally did.
Somewhere on site?
Well, they allowed lawn chairs in.
Oh.
But I think...
Well, that's kind of a lawn chair, I suppose.
There was supposed to be one section for lawn chairs, and I think she, like, bypassed that and was like, I'm just going to keep going with my little bar stool.
Uh-huh, so I can stand on it.
Yeah, it was so genius. It wasn't even just that I saw that I was like, okay, people are really smart. They know how to concert at this concert, okay? Mm-hmm. The person next to me had binoculars. I was like, dude, can I borrow these? I can hardly see Chad Kroeger right now.
That sentence is actually crazy. Like, if you put a blindfold on me and was like, did Destiny say that or did your grandma say that? I would have a hard time picking. Truly.
Which one said it? She don't know.
Binoculars is a wild choice.
Dude, she was young. She had binoculars. Goals. I'm bringing binoculars to every concert now from here on out. She inspired me.
Okay.
I looked at her and I'm like, you know what? You know what you're doing.
Were there big screens?
Yes.
In this.
But you want to watch them. You want to watch them. You don't want to watch them on the screen. That's dumb.
Okay. Yeah,
you
wanna watch them. I'm not judging.
I want to watch Chad Kroeger sweat, okay? I don't want to see it on the screen.
Got it.
I want to see a drip on his body, all right? The next thing, I didn't see this, but I heard the girls talking to me on the other side, okay? It was an all-day kind of, like, festival kind of thing, all right?
Yeah.
And people wanted to get close to the stage. Now, I was halfway through the crowd, and that was me pushing, okay? That was me being a little mean and getting my way there, all right?
Okay.
But there were people who had been waiting all day to be as close as they could. And they didn't want to lose their spot.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to go to the bathroom.
That's the hardest part about being in a crowd.
So what they did is they went to the bathroom in cups.
Ew.
And then they kept the cups around them. Well, what happened was somebody knocked over the cups and it got all over people.
That's disgusting.
That's what I heard through the grapevine from the girl next to me. She's like, yeah, it got all over people.
So what was the purpose of putting them in a circle? Like a witch's, like, salt protection circle, but it was urine?
I think, yeah. I don't know why they put it. I think they put it down because they didn't want to hold their own, you know, business. Thank God it didn't get on me. That's all I'm saying.
I am speechless. I truly don't know. That is crazy witchcraft.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update. With those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
I'd like to take this time to talk about insects.
Okay.
I don't know what it is, but I feel like there are way more bugs out there right now. Also more bugs making their way indoors right now. It's making my skin crawl. I even just looked out the window behind me. Flies, fruit flies. Icky, yucky. I don't know if it's because the weather's changing or what it is. I don't like it.
I don't know if it's... This is the first everything for us in our new home, right? First summer, first fall. It's going to be the first winter.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first summer fall. So I don't know if it's normal for us to have a redonkulous amount of flies, but I'm telling you, we have a redonkulous amount of flies. Like, every window is covered with... No joke, 20 to 30 flies.
Oh.
But they're inside the window. Like, it's in between, like, you've got the...
Screen,
and then you got the glass. They're in between. So they're inside the house, but they're staying in the window. And then some of them die, so they're all just dead. I'm like, so, I don't know what to do. They're not flying around the house. They're staying in the windows. I don't know why. Because I could get the strips, right?
Yeah.
And then... But that's not going to do anything.
What about a zapper?
You clearly
have always wanted a zapper.
But they're not going to go to it. They're only going in the windows. They're staying. I don't know why they're staying in the windows. So what we did, this is my boyfriend neighbor man's new favorite thing. He's been taking our Dyson vacuum. He takes the, I don't know, the like normal vacuum part off, and he just leaves the stick on.
Yeah.
And he's been going around and sucking all those suckers out. So now they're all living inside the vacuum right now.
That's a weird form of torture. I don't like how you're evilly laughing.
Like, we were late to go apple picking with my family because he had to go around and suck them all up. I was like, come on, we got to go. And he's like, nope, I'm starting. I got to go around and suck them all up.
Okay, these are murderer qualities. Why are we enjoying it so much?
You know, going to the apple orchard is supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be exciting. It's supposed to be calm. Not for me.
That's shocking. That's like your happy place,
you,
I thought.
You would think. Because, right, I'm a fall girly through and through. Love rom-coms. Like, that's like right up my alley. That's like what they do, right?
Yeah.
No. The thing is why it's like not calm. It's not like calm. And I mean, it is fun, but it's not. It's all. Welcome to my brain. Here we go.
Oh, let's unpack this.
It's that, okay, I'm a people. We'll start with I'm a people pleaser, and it's a lot. It's overwhelming sometimes. But the entire time we were there yesterday, I kept asking my boyfriend, neighbor man, are you having fun? Mm. Are you having fun? And he was like, yeah, I am. Why are you asking me this? Because I don't know if I'm having fun because I'm stressed out. Because I want to pick the perfect apple. And I don't think I am picking the perfect apple. I'm also a perfectionist. We should get into that too. I feel like I'm at a therapy session right now.
Wait, so you're not having fun because you... Wait, what? You're asking, you lost me already.
You sound like my therapist.
They're at the crossroads. Like, gee whiz, what do we do with this one? Okay, so you are always like, neighbor man, boyfriend, are you having fun?
Yes.
Just to make sure. And it's because you're not having fun?
Exactly. Oh. And so then I think other people are not having fun because I'm stressing out too much. And the reason I'm stressing out too much is because I'm trying to find the perfect apple. And then I'm stressing out that I didn't think I've found the perfect apples. Because we were looking for Honeycrisp. But I'm like, oh, they got to be like the perfect amount of red and a little bit of green and a little bit of like, you know, yellow into it. Right. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, oh, it's not perfect enough. Right. Maybe it's too red. Maybe it's not red enough. And I'm like stressing out about that. And then I want to get cute photos for Instagram. Well, then now I'm stressing out about that. At what point can we get good photos? Oh, this isn't a good photo opportunity. I'm stressing out way too much about this.
I'm not having fun just listening to it. Who was the culprit of almost setting my house on fire? Because the answer might shock you. It was me. I almost set the house on fire this weekend.
That's shocking.
I know, because normally I am the cook of the house, and I'm a pretty good cook.
And you complained about how Curly is just like my boyfriend, neighbor man. They like to cook on high heat.
Constantly. No patience.
No. I don't know what is with them.
I don't know.
Did you do that? Did you have no patience?
No, that's not it at all. What I had done was we got like a take and bake pizza from the gas station and I put it in the oven, which was...
With the cardboard still?
No, I'm not that stupid. I didn't put it on anything.
Is it sad that I didn't think that I thought you were?
No, honestly, I wouldn't put it past me. I didn't do that, but I did put it straight on the wire rack. And it was a sausage and cheese curd pizza, so there was a lot of toppings. Those toppings were falling off the pizza onto the bottom of the oven, which creates a whole lot of smoke. So I'm like making this in the oven, and my boyfriend Curly, of all people, comes over and he's like, it looks like the oven's smoking a little bit. And I'm like, no, it's fine. It's just really hot. It's good. We're fine. And then the timer goes off. I open it, and... there's just smoke everywhere. I'm like, oh my God, you better go open the screen door like immediately. Turn the fan on. The fire alarms are going to go off. 10 seconds later, the fire alarms are going off, which I've never set off in this new place. I'm like trying to get the pizza out the oven and turn the fan on, wave the smoke down because my cats are freaking out. And my boyfriend Curly is just running around like, I don't know how to shut it off. I don't know how to shut it off. And I'm like, figure it out, man. I'm trying to make sure this place doesn't actually catch on fire. It was a mess.
This is something that I think they need to do in Jury in a Hurry on the Morning Scramble. I'm not going to lie. Because I didn't grow up putting my pizza just straight up on the rack. Like, I just think that's a little... I'm going to get hate for this. I don't really care. I think that's a little gross and a little weird. I'm not going to... I do. I really do. We grew up... putting it on a pizza pan. What's the point of a pizza pan?
I mean, I have pizza pans,
too. If
you
don't put it on the pizza pan.
I don't know.
And then I'm just, okay, first up, my brain can't wrap around it. I'm going to get so much hate for this. Maybe there's somebody
else.
Maybe
I'm crying. I don't. Maybe. I only do it with, like, frozen pizzas.
I do it for everything. Why do we have pizza pans if you ain't putting it on the pizza pan? My other thought is, I'm sorry. You touching those nasty mittens up against your pizza?
No, I'm not.
How do you get your pizza out?
What do you think, I'm manhandling it with my oven mitts? I take the...
No, do not barehand. Like, are you touching it with your bare hands?
No.
How do you get it out?
Do you see third degree burns on me? I take the cardboard thing that you thought that I put in there originally. I grab my pizza cutter, like I have a round one, and I put the... I just scooch it out.
You were just asking for that thing to fall right off.
Yeah, but I know what I'm doing.
Oh, my God. This is a pizza pan. Let me get it for you. They're like 99 cents.
I have one. I wanted a crispy bottom.
And boy, did I get a crispy bottom. I need my boyfriend, neighbor man, to take an IQ, like, test.
For nice reasons or mean reasons?
No, nice. What kind of things do you think I'm... Do you think I think he's stupid?
I don't know.
No, I think this man's a freaking genius. Like, FBI level. Actually, here's the thing. I don't know if I've ever told you this. He does have incredible vision. Like, I think he could be, like, a pilot.
And he does not have contacts or glasses.
No.
Dude, my boyfriend Curly is the same way. It's so annoying.
Is it men?
I don't know.
Why do they got incredible vision?
It's really annoying.
I can't even read the screen in front of me without squinting.
Right.
But not only does he have incredible vision, the man's like freakishly smart. And I'm like, what the heck? Why are you not like a doctor or something, scientist? Yesterday, we went to the apple orchard, like I was telling you about.
Mm.
This isn't the first time that we just hop in the car and he just goes. And we don't, like, this is only the second time we've been there together.
Right.
He doesn't need a GPS. And we do this often where we just hop in the car, we'll go a place that we've never been to before, and he doesn't need a GPS. And my dad was the exact same way. Mm-hmm. Like, I grew up in Vinton, right? And we would come to Cedar Rapids, and my dad would never need a GPS to get through Cedar Rapids. And we would go to like a random grocery store or a random restaurant, and my dad just like knew all these back roads in Cedar Rapids. I'm like, how do you know this, Dad? And he wasn't using... Was it an almanac or whatever? And
who carries an almanac?
My dad did back in the day.
Yeah,
but he didn't use that. He didn't use a GPS. My dad just freaking knew, all right? I don't understand. How do men know where they're going?
I have no idea. And my boyfriend Curly is the same way. Where
seriously?
He does not really, if anything, he'll look at it before we go somewhere, and then he doesn't start it or like keep it open to follow the directions. He'll just look at it and be like, yep, I know how to get there. I'm like, what? He can also recite back, okay, you take this exit and then you turn onto Pine Avenue South. And then I'm like, how do you know this? However, I will say we probably have our own version of this skill.
What? No, we don't.
Tell me you don't know your way around a Target.
That man, I mean, I do.
Could
but
say he needs a 3-millimeter Band-Aid and you could be like, aisle 7.
They make 3-millimeter Band-Aids.
I don't know. But I feel like anything really specific at like the mall.
You don't think they're like that in Target?
The men?
Yeah.
No, they are... Absolutely loathing being there. I have a hack. If you are losing your man to his NFL fantasy teams and drafts and all the things, start calling them his playdates. I did that this weekend. My boyfriend Curly had
a playdate.
A playdate.
You gotta play the part if you're gonna say.
Uh huh. He had a playdate, which was a fantasy draft where one of his many leagues, I'm learning he has like 18 different leagues that he's in. I didn't know that was allowed. I thought it was just one, but he had a draft to, you know, go pick his team or whatever. And they do this one in person at a restaurant. Apparently it's tradition. So as we were leading up to it, because he was so excited, oh my God, babe, I hope that I get all the players that I want. I kept saying, oh my gosh, are you excited for your play date? And he got so mad at me. It's not a play date. It's really serious business. And then he went and came home. And I was like, oh, my gosh, did you get everything you wanted on your play date?
Oh, my God.
Hated it. But you know what? It worked because I didn't have to hear about it. I don't know who any of those people are. I just was like, I hope your play date was good.
Is that the goal? Is that what you wanted, was to not hear anything about it?
I love that he cares so much about it. However, I don't know anything. So if we can just leave it was good. I had fun. At my play
date. Great food.
Yeah, I ate good wings or whatever. I think we could leave it there. So I'm going to continue to call all football-related things.
When's the first play date game?
Sunday. Well, no, Thursday. Thursday play date.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
It's so crazy how much school has changed even since we've been in it.
Mm-hmm.
Because the classes Like, I know we've talked about some pretty crazy college classes about Taylor Swift and other musicians.
I didn't get that. All I got that was cool was College 101.
Yeah, we didn't have that. Well, now it's moving down even to the earlier stages of school. And there's teachers using NF Elementary. That's right. Elementary school students using the NFL to learn. So, there is one creator specifically who's really talking about this on TikTok. Her name is Mary Crippen. And it turns out this is something her mom started developing like 20 years ago, using the NFL and football in the classroom to not just talk about football and learn like what's a touchdown and what's a cornerback and all of that, but applying it to learn math, geography, perseverance, things like that. So she's created this into a whole curriculum, and there's other teachers who are now incorporating this the classroom. And you should totally check out her videos because she really documents like the entire process. So obviously NFL season is kicking off. I think the first game is this Thursday. So she had her kids who look like middle elementary school kids. They did like a draft where it was a blind draft. They didn't get to pick their favorite team. They just got to draw from a pile. Then she allowed them to trade, which got them, you know, to problem solve. And that's hard as an elementary school kid to problem solve and share things. And then from there, they really like follow their season along. And like I said, they do geography. They do a lot of math problems. They also write letters to the teams.
That's cool.
And sometimes they respond, sometimes they don't. She shares anything that the teams send back. It looked like she had the Vikings mascot in her classroom giving them a tour. It's just absolutely exploded. And these kids have so much fun with it. I'm like, I actually am jealous of this.
This is something I wish we would have had when I was in school. Because I feel like not only are you probably learning about the NFL, which I don't know about you, but I feel like I would wish I knew more about it.
I wish you could have that water cooler talk.
I wish I knew more about football in general. Wish I understood the NFL in general. Just because I want to be a part of the conversations, but also I want to be, when I watch it, I want to be able to understand what is going on. Why are we booing? Why are we excited? What the heck's happening? But I also feel like it's such a cool way to like learn versus just, you know, 2 + 2 = 4. I feel like she's like finding another way to like learn that's actually like enjoyable.
I know. I'm like, I know it's called NF Elementary, but can we get like an adult version?
I want to do this in like in real life. Like I'll take this. Do we have, can we do this in as an, I'm the 30-year-old. I'll take this right now.
Same. Cause I think my math and geography skills could also use some brushing up on.
I couldn't tell you where Florida is. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I mean, we might have a whole different problem then.
It's the perfect time for a cat story with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Disney Plus is currently in the comments on a TikTok video begging people to adopt a cat.
Oh, it doesn't take much to convince me.
Oh, I have a feeling you're going to want this one. Somebody put some gas in Taylor's car because she's got a long ways to go.
I got places to be.
She's got to get herself to Kansas City. To a shelter there. Because currently up for adoption is Zac Efron performing Bet on It.
What?
Zac Efron performing Bet on It.
Is that the cat's name?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Zac Efron performing Bet on It is the cat's name. It's not a typo. That really is the full cat's name. It is a male cat, 4 years old, known as Zac Efron performing Bet on It. You know the song, Bet on It from High School Musical.
I know the song well.
Or what some of the staff members, because that's a really long name, like to call him is Zacky or Zackalicious.
Okay.
It is a black and white cat. Already the name alone makes me want to adopt this cat because Zac performing Bet on It is just gold. But it's a 4-year-old cat. He loves playtime. He's what they like to call a Velcro kitty. I'd never heard of this before, but it's where they like to stick by your side no matter what. Mm-hmm. He also has to go home with a mouse.
A real mouse?
No, it's a toy mouse because he cannot leave that toy mouse. That toy mouse is his best friend. So if he gets adopted, that toy mouse will be going home with him.
Okay.
But Zac Efron performing Bet on It is up for adoption.
Okay. I have so many questions.
Do you hate it? Do you hate
it? No, I don't hate it because I think I've told you before, I love falling on the pet finder TikToks of the weirdest, like,
pet
spatula is a cat name. You know what I mean? Like, I'm into it. Don't get me wrong. I want to know why. Why is it Zac Efron performing Bet on It? Was the cat scene, you know, getting a little jiggy to Bet on
my
It?
My only thought was maybe the cat was found on a golf course. Right?
Okay.
Because the song is performed on a golf course.
Sense.
But they didn't say any of that in the TikTok video.
I just need to know why. How did we get to the 6-word long name?
They don't explain any of that. I think they just did it for just, you know, for blinks and giggles, you know? I can't.
Just so Disney Plus would comment.
And they did.
I
and
guess
they were
it
like,
worked.
They were like, somebody please adopt this cat. I think they did what they wanted to do. I am a little disappointed the cat was not found on a golf course and the cat was not found performing the song.
The least they
could
do.
Unless the cat loves the song, but has the cat even heard the song?
I don't. That's the other thing. Does the cat even know who Zac Efron is?
And Zac Efron was also not in the on the comments. I'm like, Zac Efron, hello. Do you need a cat?
That's who it should go to 100%.
Zac Efron or his brother.
And the mouse's name has to be Gabriella.
That was your feline fix with those girls in the afternoon. C102.9.
I did it. I finally did it. I ordered a cat stroller.
Welcome to the club.
Oh my God. Okay, so here's the thing. Destiny has had a cat stroller for over a month, I would say. You so luckily found at the thrift store.
Mm-hmm.
I have been keeping my eyes out for one at a thrift store for ever since you said that you found one for a decent price because they're kind of expensive.
They're stupid
these
expensive.
Pet strollers. I haven't had any luck. I found one on TikTok shop. I have no idea if it's going to be an absolute piece of crap because really it was not that expensive. That's why I ordered it. But I am a little disappointed because I'm excited. I have been so jealous of your catwalks that you've been taking with your animals. I know my cat Romeo would love to be outside. He loves when the windows are open. He loves when the screen door's open. He's very curious about the outdoors. But I was a little disappointed that I was so excited and my boyfriend Curly was not so excited about it. I like scrolled past the video that I've had saved for a while of this cat stroller and I'm like, what do you think? Like, should I order it? What do you think? And he's like, I don't know. If you want. I'm like, no, I don't think you understand. This is now a family activity. Like, if I'm going to order it, we're going to go on walks with the cats together. This is not just about me and not just about the cats. It's all of us. And he's like, don't you, like, people are going to think we're crazy.
Yes, absolutely. Like, it's the best thing ever.
So why, since when did we care that people thought we were crazy cat people? I'm like, okay, I'm ordering it just because you're not excited. I'm now ordering it. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring it. And I'm going to walk past your work when you're working on Saturdays and I have the day off. And I'm going to bring that cat inside and all your coworkers are going to think I'm nuts because they're going to be like, oh, you guys had a baby? Nope, just the cat. I plan to go crazy with this thing.
Yeah, I think he's going to love it as much. I mean, Neighbor Man didn't really have that same reaction. He didn't really care.
Mm-hmm.
He just wanted to make sure I got a good price for it. So when
I
finally told him I found a good price, he was up for it. But, you know, I'll catch him riding, whatever, Mochi around the house.
Oh.
Even sometimes I catch that he can tell he secretly wants to do it when we're out. But he knows that I like doing it, so he just lets me do it.
Okay, so.
I think he's going to like it. I think he'll see you having fun. He'll see the cat having fun. And then he'll want in on it. So just be prepared. Give him like one or two times and then he'll want in on it.
And if not, it's over.
But can I also give you a forewarning?
Yeah.
You are going to be shamed.
By strangers?
No.
By my cat?
Romeo.
What?
Oh my God, does Mochi shame me like you wouldn't believe?
Oh, when he doesn't get to go for walks.
Oh my God, do I get mommy shamed like you would not believe? He literally sits in there and stares at me like I'm a horrible mom. And I'm like, it's not today, kid. I don't have time. He shames me. So be prepared. Hide it. I don't know what you need to do.
Yeah.
The problem is we leave it out in the living room 24/7. Mm-hmm. You need to hide it. Otherwise, he will shame you like you're a horrible mother. I'm scared to go home sometimes, okay?
Oh my God, I didn't know it was that deep.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
Football is going to be on everybody's mind really until February at this point, whether it's college football, high school football, the NFL, we are in football season, baby.
Brace yourself, people.
So that kind of inspired tonight's trivia question. According to the NCAA, the most common college mascot is what?
How fun. Because some of them are a little strange.
Can I tell you about one in Missouri? I worked in Missouri for a couple months. And this is a high school. They got a high school. Their mascot is a Kewpie. And now it's fine, but the baby, because it's a baby, is in a diaper. It's just, and they have that on their shirts.
Strange.
But I'm telling you, that's not the answer to
I hope not, because I must be living under a rock then.
Oh yeah. No, the kids didn't like it.
I can imagine
having a baby with a diaper on as their mascot.
Perhaps a little embarrassing. You can text in your guest, 319-200-1029.
According to the NCAA, the most common college mascot is what?
Think hard and text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9. We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
Tonight's trivia question. According to the NCAA, the most common college mascot is what?
You can still text in your guest, 319-200-1029. But so far, 6756 said, it's a wildcat, like the Kansas State Wildcats. It's because the man who created it didn't trademark it, so anyone can use it?
Wait, that's kind of genius.
Is that real? If that's real, that's crazy.
Why didn't you trademark wildcat?
Because, like, is Hawkeyes trademarked? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know any other school
is Hawkeyes
or college
trademarked
that uses Hawkeyes. Like, City High in Iowa City, they're the little...
Yes, the term Iowa Hawkeyes is trademarked by the University of Iowa.
Well, yeah, Iowa, but, like, could it be the Texas Hawkeyes? That sounds
wrong.
Well,
they only said Iowa Hawkeyes.
That's what I'm saying.
In quotations, which makes me think you could still be the Hawkeyes. You just can't be Iowa Hawkeyes.
Well, yeah, that would make sense.
So, like, a high school couldn't be the Iowa Hawkeyes.
Right.
That'd be very confusing.
That would be very confusing.
But they're not telling me just Hawkeyes in general is trademarked. So I feel like you're fine.
I would like to know, is there any other Hawkeye schools out there?
You're making me ask.
Well, geez, you can Google after this and come back to us.
3002 said Bulldogs. Do you think you could give me a shout out on the radio? Here you go. Here's your shout out.
Done. That's a good guess.
Check mark.
I do feel there's a lot of Bulldogs out there. Drake, right? Drake University.
Bulldogs.
In Des Moines, they are Bulldogs. So that checks out to me. 7538 said Lions, which again, a lot of animals. Well, duh, of course they're animals.
What else would they
what
be?
What else would they be? I don't know.
I think we might be the only one.
That's what I'm telling you.
Is there any other? I wrote, is there any schools with the Hawkeyes as their mascot? And yes, there is a school with the Hawkeyes as its mascot, the University of Iowa. They don't give me any other university or school.
No, I'm telling you, even City High in Iowa City is the Little Hawks.
Oh yeah, they got you. You gotta be little.
You have to be smaller.
can't be the real deal. Come on now.
I didn't know it was that exclusive.
Somebody's got to be the baby hawk now.
Yeah, tiny fetus. The fetus hawks.
Is there any school? Was it? We're in a trademark.
Call me
then,
because I will make that logo.
Yes, she will. She's got a canvas. She could do everything.
Yeah, I'll do anything.
According to the NCAA, the most common college mascot is what?
Text in your guess to 319-200-1029, and the answer is coming up in two songs.
I don't know if there's any college, if there's any school around here who was thinking, you know what, I think we need to upgrade our mascot. We need something new, something fresh. Taylor's got the idea for you.
The Fetus Hawks. I don't know.
Okay, as somebody who was a cheerleader, I'm telling you, that would be iconic to cheer with.
F-E-T-U-S. Let's go, Fetus Hawks.
Okay, we got it. Wait, this is iconic. Someone call us.
I'm saying.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding.
It's Let's Get Quizzical on
Z102.9. The question tonight, according to the NCAA, the most common college mascot is what?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is
Eagles. Eagles is the most common college mascot, according to the NCAA, followed by Tigers and Bulldogs.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. All very, I mean, my God, we have Eagles here in town, the Kirkwood Eagles.
You're right. Do we have the Bull? Who's the Bulldogs? You said Drake.
Drake Bulldogs.
Now we just got to figure out the Tigers.
Tigers?
I don't know.
I know LSU is Tigers.
I know Mizzou. Aren't they the Tigers too?
I don't know.
But do we have any Tigers? Any
college Tigers?
Not here, but do we even have high school here?
The Tigers.
I don't know that we do.
What's Lisbon?
Like, I know.
Is it to Lisbon Tigers?
Is it? Lisbon, I feel like you're right.
High school Tigers.
Let's see what she said. She's Google searching it. What are they? They're the Eagles or something.
The Lions. What? I'm stupid. Lisbon Lions or Lisbon Tigers? Oh, my. And Bears.
I do not put the Liz in Lion. Like, it's Lion Lisbons. It
and
makes
tigers,
sense. Why did we not think about
and
them?
And Bears. Oh, my.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.